HIV/AIDS outreach in African American communities using barbershops and hair salons, a podcast by Tamar Odle. Historically, barbershops and hair salons have served as hubs in the African American community where people go to discuss issues in the community, politics, family, and life issues. Within these establishments, there's a sense of community, and it provides opportunities for African Americans to develop ideas and form a sense of identity. African Americans usually build relationships with their stylists where they are comfortable enough to gossip and share personal information. As a result, HIV/AIDS outreach programs have begun to use barbershops and hair salons to get through to the African American community. Such unconventional outreach locations are effective in providing prevention efforts that is culturally relevant, non-intrusive, and accommodating for sharing information and learning. Barbershops are significant in facilitating important discussions and community within the African American population. One great example of this was in the 2002 motion picture Barbershop, in which conversation and discussion by African American customers and employees within the shop was the basis of the film. The prominence and discussion within barbershops was also highlighted in the book Barbershops, Bibles, and BET, written by Victoria Harris Lacewell. Lacewell states that they talked about white power structures, the relationship of African Americans to the state and to capitalism, critique black leaders, discussed political power in the black church, argued about reparations, and cheered on African American Olympic athletes. Specifically, the purpose of outreach programs through barbershops and hair salons is to target high-risk groups like drug and alcohol users, homosexuals, heterosexuals, and men who have sex with men, to inform them about HIV/AIDS prevention. Some of the professionals that work towards these efforts include public health experts, behavioral scientists, business owners, hairstylists, and barbers. Some of the programs targeted towards HIV/AIDS prevention outreach are the Download Barbershop Project and the Barber and Beautician STD HIV Peer Education Program with Project Straight Talk. There are several other outreach programs that use barbershops and hair salons as channels of outreach around the country in states like New York, Nevada, North Carolina, and Vermont. The Download Barbershop Project is located in Seattle, Washington, and Washington, D.C., and is funded by the Center for Disease Control. The purpose of this project is to train barbers and stylists in Black communities to provide the Black men with HIV education, condoms, and referrals for free HIV counseling and testing. It is estimated that more than 1,000 people have participated in this program thus far. The Barber and Beautician STD HIV Peer Education Program with Project Straight Talk began in 1989 with a poll that asked African American barbers and beauticians what their clients talked about. The results of the poll show that 80% of the clients talked about sexual issues, which urged Project Straight Talk to begin their first training of stylists in HIV outreach in 1990. The training of barbers and beauticians in STD HIV peer education is very critical to the success of these outreach programs. It is important that the stylists are adequately equipped with facts, advice, and resources that are correct and beneficial to their clients. The training for these programs consists of an overview of the program, discussion of their role as educators, teaching of peer education skills and STD HIV facts, a demonstration of correct prevention method use, instruction on providing client referrals, and role plays. At the end of training, the stylists are given a certificate, resources such as pamphlets and posters, and an Ask Me About AIDS button. The U.S. is not the only country that has decided to use barbershops and their hair salons to target Black communities. Similar efforts are taking place in Nigeria, Zimbabwe, and Canada, to name a few. In Canada, the peer-led health promotion initiative called Operation Hairspray has begun. The goal of this program is to provide HIV/AIDS outreach for African Americans and Caribbean hairdressers and clients. There are several implications related to the success, future, and long-term effect of barbershops and hair salons that have HIV/AIDS outreach programs in the African-American community. These programs are culturally relevant to the African-American community and provide outreach in non-intrusive, informal settings. Likewise, they are specifically tailored to incorporate social norms and values. This is beneficial to targeted outreach for any group. Some critics argue that quality, content, and intensity varies in different outreach programs. As a result, their efficiency is unclear. However, all of these programs provide much-needed education, testing, information, awareness, and support for African Americans, which are all beneficial. Although the long-term effectiveness of HIV/AIDS outreach programs using barbershops and hair salons is not apparent, the initiative that these programs take is positive and can ultimately help the African American community and aid in decreasing the number of HIV/AIDS cases.